Dror, Moshe Katsuto, Gemora, Rukot, Nam Zion, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Bet.
So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in the second line of page Mem Zion Amud Bet. The Mishnah is saying over there, Me'aser Sheni Vehekdesh Shenifdu. If a person ate Me'aser Sheni Vehekdesh Shenifdu, Nifdu means been cashed, redeemed. Nifdu. So, Mezamnin Alav, you join into the Zimun. So, like the Sugya of before, they already been redeemed. So, what's the problem? Pshita, the Gemara is saying. But, the Gemara is going to answer. So, why they brought that Sugya if it's so obvious? Kegon Shenatan et Keren. If the person paid the Keren, Keren means the amount of the Maaser Sheni that he was redeemed. Velo natan et haChomesh, but he haven't give the Chomesh, the 20%. There is a certain thing like a fine. I'm not sure that it is a fine, but when a person is redeeming the Maaser Sheni, so he should pay the Maaser Sheni's amount plus 20%. So we're talking in a situation that the person paid only the principal. Keren, the what?
Principal.
Nice, but he haven't gave the Chomesh.
The reason they do that is so they don't have to take their korban all the way from Modin,
exactly.
So they just cash it there basically and take the value and buy it here and
wonderful.
Pay the extra fee.
Wonderful. But we're talking now about Maaser Sheni Shenifda. Maaser Sheni Shenifda means that he is eating it. Maaser Sheni Shenifda, that he is eating it. Yes, probably it's talking about that situation. I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's talking on the way back from Eretz Israel to from Jerusalem to his city. That he doesn't want to waste it, he doesn't want it to rot, and that he brought too much, the amount is too much, and he doesn't want it, so he needs to cash it again. Or maybe to... So, I don't know exactly. It's nice to learn a shiur from a person that doesn't know what he's teaching. I'm enjoying. Baruch Hashem. It's very nice. So let's try to see what Rashi is saying. Me'aser sheni ve'ekdesh, im ha'be'alim podin, oto mosifin chomesh. If the owners are redeeming it, so they need to add chomesh. So Rashi is not explaining. Maybe we're going to see that in the Mishnah. Let's try to go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Page Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Maaser Sheni Vehekdesh Shenifdu. Maaser Sheni, it's not allowed to eat it outside of Jerusalem. Yes, Baruch Hashem, I was right. You see, I was right. Thank you, Hashem. Aval, so it's not allowed to eat it outside of Jerusalem. Aval im retzono shel adam bechach, but if a person wants to do that, yachodu lifdot et ha-maaser al kesef, so he can cash it on money, he can redeem it on money. ולהעלות את הכסף לירושלים, and to take the money to Jerusalem, and to buy food in it, and to eat it over there. So also the other shita is right, both of them. וכשנפדה מעשר מותר לאוכלו בכל מקום, and when you redeemed it, you allow to eat it everywhere. Yes. also to Bu'a of Hekdesh, Bu'a that been dedicated to Beit HaMikdash, and it's not allowed to eat it and to enjoy from it, because that is like stealing from Beit HaMikdash. Yes, wonderful. So, Bezrat Hashem, let's see what's going on in this world. Like we have time for dinim. So, the Gemara is saying to us that if a person gave the Keren, but he didn't give the Chomesh, he wasn't completing the act of redeeming until the end. So, on a situation like that, we had a doubt. Ve'aka mashmalan, and now we can see the Ein Chomesh Me'akev, that even if we haven't gave the Chomesh, still we can join him to the Zimun. Okay, wonderful. Hashamash Shachal Kazait, the helper that ate Kazait. We said he was joining to the two people that were eating, and he wasn't joining by sitting. Just while that he was helping, giving them things, he was eating by the way. So we have a doubt on that. The Mishnah said that we are mezamnim on him, that we're joining him to the Zimun. But the Gemara is saying on that, Shita, it's obvious. Why you should say he was eating Kazait, so he was obligated in Suda, so why not to join him? Maudeteima, Shamash, Lo Kava, Kamashmalan. He wasn't sitting with them. The fact that he wasn't sitting with them means that there is a side to say that he was not eating with them. He was walking and coming and going. So you cannot say, there is a side to say that he wasn't sitting and eating with them. So how are you going to do the Zimun with them? So, Kamashmalan. So we'll hear from that Mishnah that we can join him. We should join him to the Zimun. Vakuti, Mezamnin alav, and the Kuti, we saw that a Kuti is a Goy. There is a side to say that he is a Goy, but there is another side to say that he converted. But also by the side, so there was that argument from the beginning, if their conversion was accepted or wasn't. And we are holding in that time. After a while, in a later generation, it been cancelled, their conversion. It's been cancelled because the Chachamim, even the ones that assumed that they were converted, saw that they were worshipping idols. They went back to their false faith. So this is why in the end, they become to be like total goyim. But our Mishnah that was saying that on a Kuti, we are mezamnin, joining him to the Zimun, it's in the generation that it was still okay, by the Shita of the Tanaim that assumed that they were converted from beginning.
These are the lion slayers, right?
Exactly, Gere Arayot. They converted because of that the lions were attacking them and killing them, so they were afraid. They saw that because that they were goyim, so the lions started to show them how much Hashem was happy that they were here in Eretz Israel. Soon he's going to show that again. And Bezrat Hashem, we all going to be from the other side of the cages. And Bezrat Hashem, and yes. So the Gemara is saying, Amai, why? To join him to the Zimun. Lo yehe ela amaretz. Even if he was converted, he is an amaretz. Let's hold him as an amaretz. What, now you're holding him as a Talmid Chacham? Vetanya, it's written in the Braita, en mezamnin al amaretz, that you do not join an amaretz to your Zimun. Now you're sitting with someone that is an amaretz. You don't know if he's keeping Shabbos. You don't know nothing about him. You don't know if he is maaser his food. You don't know nothing. So there is a braita that is saying not to join an amaretz to a zimun. So Now you said the kuti gonna be in a zimun. The maximum that you can tell on him that he's like an amaretz, and even that is in a doubt. So, why the Mishnah said that we are joining him to the zimun? Yes. Abaye yamar bekuti chaver. The Mishnah was talking about a kuti talmid chacham, on a certain individual, one of a kind, two of a kind that were like that, on him the Mishnah was talking about. Rava amar, but Rava said, afilu teima bekuti ama aretz. You can also say that the Mishnah was talking on a kuti ama aretz. Ve'acha. Yes, v'hacha be'am ha'aretz de'rabanan. And here we're talking on am ha'aretz by the shita of de'rabanan, not on a regular am ha'aretz, just on, not on an am ha'aretz according to all of the shitot, just on a certain kind of an am ha'aretz by the explanation of the definition of rabanan on who is an am ha'aretz. And soon we're going to say, de paligia le de Rabbi Meir. In their argument that they were arguing with Rabbi Meir, askinan. On that we're discussing. So, de Tanya, and now they're bringing that discussion, that argument between Rabbanan to Rabbi Meir on an am ha'aretz, kuti am ha'aretz, de Tanya, that we have a braita. The braita is asking, Ezehu am ha'aretz. Who is an am ha'aretz? Kol she'ino ochel chulin betara. Tanakama is saying, every person that is not purifying himself before of eating chulin. Chulin, it's something that you're not obligated to purify yourself to eat. But chachamim,
Purify everyone,
ochel chulin betara. This is not eating chulin in purity.
He's not purifying himself
before of eating chulin. So we know that it's written on Avraham Avinu that he was eating chulin betara. And all of righteous people in that generation would purify, Talmidei Chachamim would purify themselves. They were not eating even chulin contaminated. They were doing whatever they can to purify themselves before of eating chulin. So this is one definition, Tanakama's definition on an am ha'aretz.
So they mean a minimum of nagel basar?
What?
The minimum for chulin is nagel basar?
Oh, yes. Yes. So, this Tanakama is Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. We're not looking for the Shita of Rabbi Meir. We're looking for the Shita of Rabbanan. In the Braita that they are arguing on Rabbi Meir. Ve'chachamim omrim, and this is the opinion that we're looking for. Kol she'ino me'aser perotav kara'uy. Everyone that is not giving the Ma'aser money from his fruits, like he should. This is an am ha'aretz. So maybe on an am ha'aretz like that, a kuti like that, that doesn't know how or doesn't care about giving the maaser money like he should, this is an am ha'aretz. Vehani kutae, and those kutaim, look, the Gemara is explaining the real meaning. It's not like that we explained it. The Gemara now gonna go to the other side. The am ha'aretz, there are people that doesn't know, that doesn't give the master money like they should. But the Chachamim are explaining, Ve'ane kutaye, and those kutim, asure me'asre, they are giving their masrot like they should. Kedechaze, like that you can see, Debemai dichtiv be'oraita, because in the verses, what that is written in the Torah Kedosha, Mizhar zehiri, they were very, very careful. They were maybe not that careful to listen to voice of Chachamim, Shabbat on the verses because of their huge fear. They were very, very committed to that, very, very careful to watch the mitzvot midoraita. The Amar Mor, that one of the Chachamim said, Kol mitzvah shichziku ba kutim, every mitzvah that the kutim was holding it, הרבה מדקדקין בה יותר מישראל. They were more מדקדק. They were more careful.
Exactly.
Even more than Israel. So by that shita, you see that the kuti, you can say that he's an amaretz, but still you don't have no doubt on him about me'asrot, because they were very medakdekim on me'asrot, because it was midoraita. So by that shita, the Mishnah been said, now you have an answer and a great proof. Tanu Rabbanan, Eizehu Am Haaretz. An interesting question. The Gemara doesn't want to move from that question. She's got more information to give us, that we're going to know that for sure we're not yet Talmidei Chachamim. Eizehu Am Haaretz. Who is an Am Haaretz? Kol Sheino Kore Kriyat Shema Arvit Veshachrit. Every person that is not saying Kriyat Shema, Arvit and Shachrit. There are people that doesn't remember to say Kriyat Shema in Ma'ariv, but then they hear a nice quiet voice in their mind that is saying to them, you forgot to daven Ma'ariv. You forgot to daven Ma'ariv. So if you listen to that voice and you woke up yourself and stood up to say Kriyat Shema of Ma'ariv, so you're not an Am Haaretz. And if you went back to sleep, so, welcome to the club. You're not alone. Don't worry. We're all backing you up, walking behind you, hoping to come to your level one day. But still, you are an Am Haaretz, my good friend. So, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But don't worry. It's only by the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Sheino Meniach Tfilin. Everyone that is not putting tefillin on his head, he is an Am Haaretz. Ben Azai Omer, Kol She'ein Lo Tzitzit Bevigdo. Everyone that doesn't have tzitzit in his clothes, on his clothes. Rabbi Natan Omer, Kol She'ein Mezuzah Al Pitcho. Everyone that doesn't put mezuzah in his entrance. Rabbi Natan Bar Yosef Omer, Kol sheyesh lo banim, everyone that have boys, ve'eino megadlam letalmud Torah, and he's not sending them to learn Torah Kedoshah. Acherim Omrim, and others are saying, afilu kara veshana, even if a person, you want to call him a talmid chacham, means that he said, and he learned the verses Torah Shebichtav, and also Shana means Torah Shebe'al Peh. Mishnah and Gemara, Velo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, and he wasn't helping real righteous people, Talmidei Chachamim, Elat, Harei Ze Am Haaretz. So that person is an Am Haaretz, even if he knows all Shas by heart. Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, Halacha ke'acherim. Halacha is like that last shita. Yes.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Rami Bar Chama, like that the first parts we are keeping, that we were now surprised from the last one. We don't have even the tefillin we're not putting. All that you think that you do. Shtika ke'oda. When people are quiet, it means that they admit.
Either that or they fainted.
So, Rami Bar Chama, Lo Azmin Ale de Rav Menashia Bar Tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama, when Rav Menashia Bar Tachlifa was eating with him, he wasn't gathering him, joining him to the Zimun. Lamrot, including. Lamrot, even though Detani Sifra Vesifre Vehilcheta, even though that he was very he knew he was learning Sifra Vesifre Vehilcheta Mamash Torah Shebe'al Peh, he knew it was from our point of view a huge Talmid Chacham, but Rami Bar Chama wasn't including him in his zimun because he assumed that he wasn't meshamesh talmidei chachamim, wasn't learning from chachamim. Ki nach nafshe de Rami Bar Chama, when Rami Bar Chama passed away, Amar Rava, Rava said, lo nach nafshe de Rami Bar Chama, ela, there is only one reason why Rami Bar Chama passed away. De lo azmin Arav Menashe Bar Tachlifa, because he wasn't joining, including Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa into his zimun. This is why he died. But the Gemara is asking on that. Vehatanya, but we learned in a Braita, Acherim Omrim, that Acherim are saying, Afilu kara veshana, even if the person read and learned, Velo shimesh talmidei chachamim, hare ze am haaretz, and he wasn't helping chachamim, he's an am haaretz, so what do you want from him? Means that the Gemara is accepting the shita, the assumption of Rami Bar Chama, that Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa wasn't helping talmidei chachamim. So the Gemara is answering on that, Shani Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. It's different with Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa. The Mishmaleu LeRabbanan. He was helping talmidei chachamim. He was listening to the voice of chachamim. You cannot say on him that he wasn't doing that. Verami Bar Chama, who de lo daka batre, he wasn't checking enough about him. He was, and Rami Bar Chama wasn't checking enough. He was suspecting him in something that he never done. Lishna Achrina, there is another way to learn that part. De shamash ma'atatam ipumayu de rabbanan, that Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa was hearing words of Torah from the mouths of rabbanan. Vegaris leu ketzurba merabanan, and he was learning it like tzurba merabanan, like a talmid chacham, alone, not with them. He was listening to shiurim and going home to learn alone, not in chavruta with his rabbi. So you cannot say on him that he was meshamesh them, but he took all of their words merabana ketzurba merabanan dami. This is why he counts his like a real talmid chacham. Even though that he wasn't in touch with them, the fact that he learned and memorized and was doing whatever he could, the Gemara is defining him as a real Talmid Chacham.
So what you're saying that a person who learns their Rav's
books
material is Kilo that they're studying it?
This is the last opinion of the Gemara? Yes.
Maybe that,
saving the generation.
Maybe it says that he, not on the part that he was serving him, but that he was learning. Maybe
yes, because to the main shimush, Rav Shalom said once, the main shimush of a Rav, it's to take his words to actions, to listen to his voice. This is the main shimush. So Rav gave a shiur on Shalom Bayit. How are you going to be meshameshiv? By keeping those advice in the house. This is the main shimush, Rav said.
Okay.
Said what? The shimush is to bring him a plate and this and that. You don't have to be a Talmid Chacham for that. Of course, that's very complex, and if you're really going to check, you're going to see that the real Talmidei Chachamim was serving and cleaning and helping. Rashi said that he was serving his rabbis with no bread and with no clothes, naked and without bread, helping my rabbis. He was meshamesh his rabbis. So, it's a huge, huge mitzvah to give a hand and to support and to help the real Talmidei Chachamim.
Rashi's father
would clean
the shelves
of the book case with his beard. So, Bezrat Hashem, let's read Rashi. Me'aser sheni ve'ekdesh, we learn that. Im ha'be'alim podin oto, if the owners are, what he said, podim?
Redeemed
it. Mosifin chomesh, they should add chomesh, 20%. Lo kava, the helper that was helping them in the seuda, he wasn't set in the meal. En lo kviut, lefi sheholech veba, because he's walking and coming. Ve'acha be'am haaretz de rabbanan, we were talking on the sugya of an am haaretz, like the shita of the rabbanan that were arguing with Rabbi Meir. Braita, it's in a braita. Dektani en mezamnin al am haaretz. It's written that you don't join an am haaretz to a zimun. Be'am Haaretz de Rabbanan. We're talking on a certain Am Haaretz mid Rabbanan, by the sheet of the Rabbanan. De Paligi Ale de Rabbi Meir, when they were arguing on the Rabbi Meir's Shita, Meka'amri, and they said, Kshe'ino Maaser Perotav, when he's not giving his master money. Hilchach Kuti, this is why Kuti, Mezamnin Alav, the Asuri Maaser. We should join into the Zimun because he is Maaser his food. Eizehu Am Haaretz, who is an Am Haaretz, Shedibru Chachamim Bechol Makom, that Rabbanan were talking about him in every place, Shelo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, that he wasn't helping Talmidei Chachamim. Hu Hagmara Hatluya Besvara, this is a Gemara that was hanged in an Svara, Svore. I say Svara in English.
Rashi is explaining.
Shayu notnim ledivre mishnah ta'am, that they would give reason for the words of the mishnayot, explaining the reasons of the mishnayot. Vayu mitasfim yachad, and they would gather together, v'oskim bechach, and doing that, sitting and learning and giving reasons and finding excuses and answers to explain the mishnayot. Vehi dugmat ha-gemara shesidru ha-amoraim. And it's like the Gemara that the Amoraim wrote. There is Mishnah, and then they're discussing on the Mishnayot. This is the Shimush. This is how he's explaining Shimush. That Chachamim are sitting and learning. Lo azmin ale Rami bar Chama lo ratza letzarfo leshlosha lezimun. Didn't want to join him to three people in a Zimun. The mashma, meshamesh, the mishma that he was listening to them. Rashi is explaining, meshamesh, helping them. Rami bar Chama hu de lo dak. Rami bar Chama, he wasn't checking. Lo badak lishol midat Rav Menashia. Really, what was Rav Menashia doing? He didn't know. He didn't check. This is it. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yisai. Look what we have.